This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. While the weather is perfect on paper for ski resorts, many are opting to close today to discourage unsafe travel. Arapaho Basin, Eldora, and Loveland Ski Area are among the closed resorts as a heavy winter storm impacts parts of the state. Travel to those resorts is difficult to impossible. Interstate 70 remains closed in both directions between Denver and Silverthorne, with no estimated reopening in sight. Meanwhile, more than 800 flights have been canceled today at Denver International Airport. About 18 inches of snow could fall on the Denver metro area through the day today. More than 300 of the canceled flights are Southwest airline trips, with SkyWest and Frontier also heavily affected. The state of Colorado already has more than 250 tax credits and other tax breaks on the books. Lawmakers are looking to add a couple dozen more this session, from the super specific to the sweeping. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Should Colorado cut sales taxes for students' textbooks? How about offering a tax credit for veterinarians operating in animal care deserts? Or maybe a $1,000 refund for teachers who spend their own money on school supplies? Those are among the big slate of tax measures from Democrats and Republicans this year. The biggest proposal of all, though, would grant close to $1 billion in tax credits to low-income families with kids. But there's a limit to how much tax revenue the state can afford to give away, so you can expect a tough fiscal fight over these ideas in the coming weeks. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
It's 2:06. This is CPR News in KRCC.